When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, my colleague. He's at the U.S. Army War College. We're discussing the New World Report. And the New World Report has a new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, the successful senator from Florida, is now leading the Americas. And I have reason to believe that he's extremely well informed of major stories, especially the adversaries who are using their reach into Caracas, Havana, Managua, and other capitals to undermine governance in the Americas. Professor, you mentioned Marco Rubio. He was unanimously approved by the U.S. Senate, 99-0, and is now at state. Is it clear to everyone listening to the new secretary that he's keen on cleaning up the Americas? Thank you.
Well, clearly, Rubio got a very strong message from the Senate of their faith in him, in part, of course, because he has long been one of them serving on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But one also has to believe that that 99-0 vote was also a vote, even despite some possible concerns among some of the senators, of their faith in Marco Rubio. So it was interesting to see that certainly Marco Rubio has strongly echoed President Trump's priorities for the region in terms of defining everything that now the State Department does in terms of whether it supports U.S. Security, U.S. prosperity, et cetera. And so redefining that framework. Certainly, Marco Rubio brings to bear an unprecedented level of knowledge of the Americas, not only because of his Cuban-American heritage, but because he has focused on affairs of the region during his Senate career and long before. Certainly brings something that reinforces, I think, President Trump's concerns over the dictatorships in the Americas, and even more so with respect to not only dictatorships in Cuba, but Venezuela and in Nicaragua and elsewhere, and an understanding of the need to push back strongly against those actors. I think we'll also continue to see on policies such as Mexico, an understanding of the cultural sensitivities, and yet the need to push for the good treatment of Americans. The other interesting thing, not only was Rubio's talk about international affairs during his confirmation hearings inspiring, and not just Latin America, but his understanding of China, his understanding of Russian in the Middle East. One of Rubio's first actions after becoming Secretary of State was to meet with states of the Quad, indicating, despite some of the rhetoric that one perceives from President Trump, the importance that the U.S. continues to place on working with our allies, both in Asia and probably elsewhere, as we push forward those common goals. As Senator Rubio had pointed out, America first, but a desire to work with those allies where our goals and theirs coincide. And in Rubio's words, the hope that, that would occur in many different places. And so I think there is an attention to, in an understanding of the broader world politics, and an interest in working with partnerships that are brought to bear. And also, it was interesting that during his initial remarks at the State Department, Rubio emphasized the role of consular affairs. We often forget that one of the primary roles of the State Department is also taking care of the interests and concerns and needs of U.S. Citizens who reside abroad or who are trying to travel abroad. And it was interesting and refreshing that Rubio really made a point of talking about that State Department role in support of Americans wherever they may be, which I think, again, goes back to his implementation of President Trump's America First legacy. So I think we're certainly getting a very capable incoming Secretary of State, as well as really a broader team. I mentioned before his deputy, Chris Landau, who also knows the region well, and a number of others that will be announced more formally coming into that team.
Good news. Buenos Aires. Argentina posted a record $18.9 billion trade surplus for 24. That largely coincides with Libertarian President Milei's first full year on the job. I would observe from President Milei's presence at Mar-a-Lago and other events these last months that he is a favorite of the administration, and he's being successful in his libertarian application. This is to celebrate, Professor. I have no trick question here. Mr. Milei has had lots of critics, and I was one of them. Campaigning with a chainsaw seemed unnecessarily theatrical. It works for him. Is he the good news, Professor? Remaining the good news. We have 30 seconds.
Javier Milei certainly is good news for Argentina and his successes in Argentina, as well as his positive orientation toward President Trump, I think will continue to posture him as playing a role in that dialogue and inspiration to President Trump's team. It's interesting to see how not only was he able to turn the Argentine economy around with some tough medicine with respect to trade and other things, but he was able to significantly cut about half of the organizations within the federal bureaucracy in Argentina quickly. Some 64,000 public sector jobs were eliminated, something that as Elon Musk now goes forward with his Dodge Committee, a government efficiency, probably is interested in seeing how that works. And indeed, Milei has offered his help with Musk, with whom he has a friendship in that regard. And so you certainly do see Argentina's continuing success. They just recorded a record energy surplus for this past year, as well as a record trade surplus, higher than expected, largely on the back of Argentine farming and ranching exports. And so, certainly Argentina does continue to be good news, and I think will continue to be one of a series of important, points of reference, again, as Donald Trump and as Elon Musk go forward to implement significant changes in the United States.
Professor Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.